Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Yeah, internet, what's up, folk? Welcome to this edition of See You at the Zeit Rose, so you won't be trending. See you at the Zeit Rose, so you won't be trending. I miss my uncle, and I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Yeah, that's from J Music Chicago on the Discord. And you know, we do miss our Uncle Jack, y'all. You know, but luckily I'm here with my cousins, super producer Anna Hosnier, and super producer DJ Daniel. And I'm joined by, you know, I already gave y'all the intro, so fuck that. And you said you're and did something aggressive, and then you said I'm sorry.
You're.
Well, enough of the apologies, Daniel. Let's get into the trending stories of the day. And starting off is FKA Twigs, Shia LaBeouf. She is currently taking him to court over allegations of like sexual assault, battery. Yeah. And some other things. I think she said that he, like, she had gotten an STD from him as well.
Oh my God.
This is a mess and a half. Yeah. And goddamn. Come on, Shia. What the fuck is this? There are people like defending. It's always weird when these moments come out and people decide to be like, I don't know these people and I'm defending them or not defending them. Right. I mean, I was definitely acquainted with Shia, but you won't see any defenses coming from this side because goddamn. This is just another heavy story to pile on to the year that is 2020. And I think he had admitted that he did commit the abuse. Did he not?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, that was the thing. He was like, I support her telling her story, basically, and was like,
when did
not
this happen?
When they
today.
Were? I didn't even know they were dating.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I mean, the story came out today, and everything was news to me.
Right.
Really unfortunate.
But interesting to see that's it's not often that you'll see somebody actually admit to their transgressions. So hopefully, you know, she can get justice.
Seriously.
The other thing that's trending, and speaking of justice, or in this case, a fucking bizarre pursuit of justice, New Nevada and New California are trending. And I was like, what the fuck is this? People are already talking about like splintering off and creating new states. Cause I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, maybe that'll help weaken this country for the better. But the reason it's trending is because people were filing amicus briefs in support of the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit to the Supreme Court trying to overturn the election results. And they were presenting themselves as lawyers representing the states of New Nevada and New California. So
places that don't exist.
Right now, they're like, well, is this a state? And they're like, well, I guess only one of the attorneys is saying that it is a new state. The other is saying it's a 501c4 dark money nonprofit. How about that? That's what it is. That's what I'm representing. So, yeah, the shit just gets weirder and weirder that now we have people saying I'm from another state, a fake state supporting the state of Texas's fuckery. Would y'all live in either New Nevada or New California?
I mean, no.
Wow. What
are the lines we're drawing?
I have no idea. That's why it's just so bizarre, like what this even means.
Does New California also involve drawing up Sherman Oaks as Camelot?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Because if that's the case, then we could talk.
Yeah.
I would love to be a knight of the round table.
That's how I go. No, I would not live in either because I barely live in regular Cal.
Thank you. You've been living in bizarro California this whole time. Yeah, this is just very fucked up. I mean, this is where make no mistake, they're willing to go to the point of making up states to try and keep this fucked up coup going. So, I mean, I wish there was more fucking repercussions for these shithead lawyers who are out here doing this nonsense. Be like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, you have no, like, people like you are why, like, the legal system's fucked up. These, like, opportunistic snake people who are like, yeah, fuck it. New Nevada? I'll sign my name to that shit. But here we are, surprising ourselves yet again. Another thing that's trending, hashtag free PS5. And why wouldn't it?
What?
Because hashtag free whatever the fucking consumer item du jour is, and the Twitter is about what? How you get a free what? Free PS5? Free oxygen? Free water? Free Willy? Free HBO? But I apparently just like from some giveaway that like, you know, random accounts on Twitter want to do to be like, hey, yo, retweet this, tag some people with free PS5, and you enter your chance to win a PS5. I'm kind of hating on it, though, because I'm like, I would never enter it because I'm not going to win anyway. But like low-key, you really want to. You really need to.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dream. Y'all ever won anything on like a whatchamacallit, like a radio contest or like a sign-up like competition giveaway? Like that? Yeah, like a free giveaway?
Nah. I've never won a sweepstakes in my life. I mean, I've won competitions. I've entered off the strength of my work.
Off the strength of your work and your skills.
Yeah, off the strength of my work and my skills, I have done that. But not like ever, you know, I remember all the time we'd be like, write your name on this thing and drop it in the box and you might have like $9 billion toy shopping spree at Toys R Us. I never got that shit.
Man.
Y'all ever won a sweepstakes?
No, I have not.
I bet Anna has.
No, I've never won a sweepstakes. I don't really enter those things.
Well, with your stories, you're like, I don't know. Like, I guess I was fucked up and entered this competition and I won like 3 Teslas. I guess. I don't even remember, but I fucked around and found out.
No. Zach, my boyfriend Zach's friend, one time won a Xbox from Taco Bell, like the new one.
I remember that giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's legendary. That's
Zach was tight. Pretty like, wow, he won it.
Damn. Like, see, wow. And then, like, that's what I want my life to be like.
And now we go to Taco Bell every day.
And they're like, sir, you know we're not giving away anything right now. And yeah, like, I know. But I want to get my reps in. Yeah. Just so I'm fresh for the next giveaway. Yeah. Everybody wants a PS5. I myself. Like, I'm finding myself trying to barter, like, instead of, like, working for money. Like, I mean, y'all got a PS5 or something? I can do something for a PS5. And then also, finally, the latest trend is Chris Evans. And I'm like, okay, that's Captain America, right? Chris Evans? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
He is trending because he will be the new voice of Buzz Lightyear to infinity and beyond.
May I ask what happened to Timmy Timms, Alan?
I don't know. What happened?
Anybody? I'm asking
snitching.
You.
That's what happened.
I think what? He did too much yayo, and they were like, "Yo, you're kind of messing up the vibe. You're taking buzz, the buzz part of buzz.
I was gonna, oh,
you
my
buzz
goodness.
At light speed, my man. You're gonna have to stop farting on mic." What? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. It just said he just said, you know, this is him. There was no. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Is Tom Hanks honestly, out as care. Well?
Huh? Tom Hanks? Hanks? He's got to be. I can't believe. I don't think they're gonna fuck.
Oh yeah, no. I'm seeing here Chet Hanks. He's replacing Tom Hanks. Yeah, he's going to do his...
Mine a snake in me boots. Yeah.
He's like, going to do his famous Patois accent for
Buzz
the role.
Buzz Badman.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, Buzz, you're a road man. You're a road man, you're a bad man, Buzz. Me not one take this. You're getting me vexed. No, Buzz. You're getting me vexed. Like, whoa. All right, Chet. Coming with it.
Will it even have? Are we thinking that this whatever remake
Woody
is actually going to have
Woody dreadlocks?
In it? Oh, that would be. I mean, that,
Jesus,
truly
Christ.
Next level.
My lord.
I would watch the fuck out of that. To be honest, I'm sorry. Like, it's so funny, yeah, and I'll get so high and watch that shit and be like, "Yo, they're out of control over there, Pixar." But I respect the vision. I fuck with the vision. But yeah, I don't know what the deal is. There's not, he's just saying in the tweet that Chris Evans had, he said, quote, "Just to be clear, this isn't Buzz Lightyear, the toy. This is the origin story of the human Buzz Lightyear that the toy is based on."
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's how they're creating some separation. Whatever. I guess the Toy Story 4.
Wait, they're doing a live action Buzz Lightyear?
No, I think it's Pixar, but it's like they're getting meta where it's like the human that played Buzz Lightyear that then precipitated, you know, inspired the toy to be made. That's what it's centered around. So I feel like his tweet was like, "I don't even have the words." I mean, yeah, you got to say that because that's a massive check. And like, you can't be like, "Yeah, whatever, man. I wasn't really feeling it, but like, you know, work slow."
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of something I would actually be like, "Damn, like they really blessed me with like letting me have that role." I mean, not that I'm an actor, but I'm trying to think of like what I could tweet that I was like, "I don't even have the words for such an honor." Maybe if I played Thierry Henry in the Arsenal Invincible season dramatic story, maybe I'll be like, "Yo, that's fucking lit." But that's about it. All right. Well,
yeah,
I guess that's just me fantasizing on my own again.
I'm just, you know, it's we were talking about like replacing famous characters earlier on the show. And it just feels like, I mean, if they're going to replace one, I hope they would replace both. So it's not, you know, Buzz Lightyear talking to Woody and it's Chris Evans talking to Tom Hanks.
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess we shall see. I have a feeling it'll be just Chris Evans. I have a feeling there will be no Woody.
Right.
Oh, well, also because... sorry, go ahead.
No.
Finish that. I mean, spoiler alerts for Toy Story 4, but
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Don't spoil that shit.
Then I won't.
Okay, what could he possibly say that was?
I don't want to know, but someone told me that they didn't burn up in the trash incinerator in 3, and that fucked me up. And I was like, "Fuck this movie!" I thought they were gonna die.
So you thought
they were going to murder a bunch of beloved characters?
Yo, full disclosure: I was drunk as fuck up in there. I was in there with my boy. You know him, Handsome Nick. We had a few too many drinks at El Torito Cantina, and I was like, "Yo, we're sit face watching Soy Story, bro. We out here." And I got emotional because I thought they were going to burn up. But whatever.
Actually, I just realized why it doesn't matter if they replace Tom Hanks, and I'm not going to say further.
Okay, that's fine. And we all know what you're thinking.
What?
Spoiler alert! Because he burns in an incinerator.
But honestly,
wait,
I think...
Why are you crying? That's what you wanted.
Chet, I'm just sorry, but and I got to say, Chet Hanks as the new Woody, I think you're onto something there. And we do need that. Because I would love to hear him be like, "To infinity and beyond." He's like, "Boom, buklot." You're like, "What the
fuck?"
Then
you hear
Rita Wilson
that.
Rapping in the background.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
boom, classic. Boom, boom. What a family.
Book-a-shot. I'm like, whoa, damn. Woody's really out here. All right. Well, thank y'all for, you know, hanging in there with me.
One last thing, baby.
What?
They released the official cast for Matt James, The Bachelor's ABC season, baby.
What that is? Wait, what do you mean? Which one's Matt James?
He's the new Bachelor starting in January.
Fresh off the screen?
He's friends with Tyler Cameron. Right?
He's the first ever Black Bachelor, and he's just this really, really attractive man that is best friends with a former cast member and basically rose to prominence out with this cast member, Tyler Cameron, who's probably one of the most popular cast members who have ever left the show, was never the Bachelor, was just a contestant, but just rose off the popularity of being in a relationship with Gigi Hadid and more. Just like, people love him, and he was the best friend that everyone was like, who is that?
Wait, was this dude who's about to be the Bachelor was dating Gigi Hadid?
No, he was the best friend of the guy dating Tyler Cameron.
Was dating Gigi Hadid. He was like the one that got away from Hannah Brown season that everybody was like, what are you doing?
So his best friend is the new Black Bachelor because he's just, and in the words of Chasen from The Bachelorette, he's a smoke show.
He's a smoke show.
Look at ABC ready to catch that smoke from their conservative audience who's like, this isn't The Bachelor. Is the backlash subsiding with this one? Like, you know, from having.
Letitia? I don't know. Is it?
It's all kinds of flavors, huh? It's
a full spectrum. Really know what the backlash is because I've been avoiding kind of like taking in any sort of like media like that where like white supremacist Bachelor Nation is coming for like people of color. I just don't need that energy
right now.
It's
on 4chan, yeah.
Yeah. I just sent you a photo of what he looks like, Miles, on the group
all
chat.
I know is my phone is smoking and I haven't even opened the text.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Surprise, surprise. He's hot.
He all right?
Man. I mean, he's handsome. I'm not like, goddamn.
I sent that to Lacey Mosley, and she was like, I'm going to be a contestant on the new season of The Bachelor.
But she's saying that to scam and finesse his ass. You know what I mean? We know what Lacey's thinking. Man, Lacey would be fucked up on The Bachelor.
She would crush.
Fucking, like, actually, like, get people to just, like, she could be like, why'd that person quit in the middle of the show? Like, I don't know. Lacey said something to
her. Oh, my God. And,
like,
we don't have any of it
on camera. Like, what was she doing? Like, yo,
and
she
that
plays
is
a different
what
game.
We like.
All right. Anyway, hashtag Lacey for The Bachelor. With that, thank y'all for joining me for the trending episode. And, you know, just I hope everybody enjoys their weekends. Thanks for listening. Zeit Gang, please take care of yourselves. Be kind to yourself. You tell yourself something good. Just so you can feel good, you know, because we all deserve it in these times. And, you know, please stay safe out there. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Keep your distance when you can. And, you know, kick white supremacy in its ass. Till then, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye, baby.
Deuces.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.